When Jesus was handed over to Pontius Pilate by the chief priests and the elders of the people, the question of Pontius Pilate to Jesus was, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Dear brothers and sisters, this is not just a question. You know what? This is an insult. Why did I say an insult? Because if you are truly the King of the Jews, you would not be here. Because a king is never, never tried, never accused with all his power. But why are you here? You're being accused. Are you really a king? Are you really the King of the Jews? Dear brothers and sisters, the kingship of Jesus is not from the mentality of the world. Jesus was prefigured in the Old Testament. And the suffering servant, which the prophet Elijah spoke about in our first reading today, really portrays who Jesus was. What was this attitude of the suffering servant, which Elijah spoke about in our first reading today? He opens his mouth. He spoke to the people, awakening their spirit that they need to go back to God. This is the job, the task of the servant, the suffering servant. But what did he get? When he spoke to the people, when he opened his mouth and started awakening the spirit of the people to turn to God, they ridiculed him. They do spitting on his face. They ridicule, insult him. He suffered some bruises in his body. But you know, the core, what is so striking with this is the suffering servant did not take brutality with brutality. In other words, the suffering servant did not take revenge. Have you noticed it? When his face was spat upon, when he was ridiculed, when he was insulted, when there was slap on his face, he did not respond brutality with brutality. You know why? What was the reason? Because his trust is in God the Father. He knows that God the Father will vindicate him. So here, the suffering servant, according to the prophet Elijah, was so serene in the midst of all those brutalities that was done to him. He was so calm and he was so dignified. Can we see a person who suffered bruises, etc., insult, ridiculed, yet he regained his composure? He was so composed. He was so dignified. And he has his authority simply because his faith is in God the Father. I know that my Father will vindicate me. So this is the cause, this is the origin of his serenity, of his dignity as a suffering servant. His cause is the cause of God the Father. And this is what St. Paul talks about in the second reading, in his letter to the Philippians. We call this the kenotic experience of Jesus. Kenosis means self-emptying. Jesus divested himself of power, of majesty, of glory. He took himself the form of a slave. He is God, according to St. Paul. Yet, he became a slave. A slave. Imagine a slave. You are God. You're considered as king of the Jews. And yet, you act like a slave. This is the self-emptying of Jesus. And so, God has to exalt him. He was given the name above every other name. And because of this, allness must bend. Because God the Father has to vindicate him. You know, the simple lesson, my dear brothers and sisters, is our God, our Savior, rather, on the cross, taught us humility. 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 When we are so tempted to be proud because of our accomplishments, because of our status, yet we have a God on the cross who was crucified. He exemplified a slave, a servant. And so we hear the passion according to Mark. He went to Jerusalem. And for Jesus, Jerusalem is not just a place. It is his crucifixion. It is his suffering. And you know, he did not come to Jerusalem just like a conqueror with all those soldiers beside him, warriors, weapons. Jesus came to Jerusalem armed only with his word, with his message of repentance and salvation. Armed only with himself, his silence, his humility. Because this is the way God the Father would like him to save humanity. Silence, humility, in order to save humanity. This is the way of Jesus. This happened 2,000 years ago, my dear brothers and sisters. But now the world is totally different. Our world would exalt power. Our world would exalt pride. Our world would exalt violence as a result of power, corruption. And so we are challenged by Jesus' passion, by Jesus' suffering. Then in the world full of violence, corruption, pride, power, the suffering of Jesus challenges us to sow love, forgiveness, and most of all, humility. I emphasize 3 times the word humility. You know why? It is very, very difficult to practice humility, isn't it? Very, very difficult. But when we see Jesus hanging on the cross, saving us, when we reflect on his self-emptying, he could have enjoyed his majesty as God. Why will I suffer? Why will I become a slave? Why will I become a servant when I am enjoying the majesty of being a God, my glory as a God? When I am enjoying all these things, why should I become a slave? Isn't it not for you and for me, my dear brothers and sisters, that Jesus endured all these pains, psychological and physical at that, and out of humility that he suffered on the cross, that he died on the cross, that he carried the cross. May the passion of Jesus Christ which we commemorate a while ago, not just a passing of words, but would really remain in the bottom of our heart, in the deep recesses of our heart, that this God, though he was enjoying the glory and the majesty that is his as God, yet out of humility, he became a slave, died, suffered, and died for me.